Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
We have some of the best architecture in the world here in Chicago, and we like to cover that beat on this broadcast, and nobody does it better than the Sun-Times architecture critic Lee Bay, who writes this morning in his column that the former Chicago Daily News building could be in line for landmark status. Lee, good morning. This recommendation will be given today. Do you think it's going to become a landmark?
Oh, yeah, I think so. When the city staff creates the report and goes through the research to present its case to the Commission on Chicago Landmarks, it usually goes through. And then it's preliminary landmark status while they work on full landmark status, which could come within, a few months.
This will be very good. The building at 2 North Riverside Drive, it's a great Art Deco building. Very unique the way they built it, right? The way it faced the river, even though when they built it, the river was not looking like it is today.
Exactly. The river was still recovering, let's just say, in 1929 from the, from its industrial use. It was still foul, that kind of deal. And, so the slab of the building was like a slab, a block long slab, but rather than face Madison or Washington, the two main streets that it borders, it turns sideways and it faces the river with this big plaza, which is right in front of the river, between the building and the river itself.
That building was almost destroyed. Didn't Mayor Daley, Richard M. Daley, save it?
He did. Sam Zell, the late Sam Zell, who previously owned it, wanted to demolish it, I think around 2000, to build a skyscraper on the site. And he put the kibosh on that. And then he came back a few years later, about 8 years later, with a proposal to build a skyscraper to save the building, to preserve the building, but build a skyscraper on the plaza. And the recession killed that.
You wrote a while back about plans for Grant Park's future. I want to ask you what's the latest on that? You said that it needed a boost. Every time I walk through there, I marvel at it, and I discover new spaces. It seems pretty nice. No, you think it needs work?
Well, the city, the park district seems to think so. Parks have to change, particularly a big, dynamic urban park like Grant Park. So, Columbus runs through it, kind of wide. I mean, is there a way to narrow that either permanently or on certain days? And what kinds of amenities can you put there? If you really think about it, unless you sit on the ground, there are not a lot of places to sit in Grant Park to congregate. So that kind of thing has to be rethought. What to do with the south end where Agora, the sculptures of the iron legs are, what to do with that, that's an issue. So there's a lot of work that can be done there over the next few decades.
So are they talking about this now? What's happening with this?
Oh, they are. There's the Grant Park Framework Plan, which the Park District is has put together with the help of consultants. And it's to basically, figure out what to do with the park. Lakeshore Drive, of course, runs right by the park, between the park and Lakeshore Drive, between and the lake. Do you bridge over it to create better access to the lake? Do you sink Lakeshore Drive to create and put parkland over it to create better access to the lake? And these kind of decisions, these kind of big-ticket decisions, usually have to be put together through kind of prioritized with a plan, and then they kind of come to fruition or not. I mean, Millennium Park, which was proposed, decades ago, called Lakefront Gardens originally, that ultimately, becomes, prioritized, and then over the years, the right buttons are pressed and the right pockets are reached into, and then it becomes a reality.
And you just had an interesting column in the Sun-Times about Jackson Park and the Gold Lady, as it's called. And this is a jewel of the park from the 1893 World's Fair, isn't it?
Well, it references the fair. The original Gold Lady, the original statue of the Republic, which is what she's formerly called, was a giant 65-foot statue built in, built for the World's Fair, gilded but plastered underneath. When all the fair buildings were demolished, later in a little bit after that, the Gold Lady was demolished by the. Actually, she was burned down by the park district. To get rid of her, they burned her down, which is really wild. And then, 25 years after the fair, sculptor Daniel Chester French, who made the original Statue of the Republic, gets called back to the scene and creates what's there now, smaller. I think it's 20 feet, 24 feet, something like that. Model, replica of the original statue.
So the Park District is making plans now to fix things up, and it's pretty close to what you refer to as Obama land on the north end of the park. So I guess there will be a lot of attention paid to this area now, won't there?
Well, there will be, and what they're doing is they're re-gilding her, putting new gold. They want to re-gild her, put new gold leaf all over, you know, all over her, and then at some point fix the base too. I think the base that she sits on, stands on, is granite, I think, and they want to restore that as well. You know, it's really a brilliant looking work, even now with the gold leaf kind of flaking off. But when it's redone, and you know, if you come to Judson Park after sunrise, particularly on a real crisp, clear day, the sun hits that thing and it lights up. It's really, really spectacular.
One of the many jewels of Chicago architecture here. Lee Bay writes about it in the Sun-Times. Thank you, Lee. Always good talking to you.
Thank you. Same here.